Seton Hall public affairs professor Matthew Hale believes much of the vote for Menendez's challenger was a protest because of his recent corruption trial that resulted in a hung jury and the charges were dropped.
A number of Democrats, and I think in particularly progressive Democrats, those in the left wing of the party, saw this as an opportunity to sort of send a message that this was a free vote. They could vote against Menendez, and then they'll probably come back to the fold in the general election.
About half of the registered voters in New Jersey are unaffiliated with a political party. Monmouth University Polling Institute Director Patrick Murray says many of them usually support Democrat candidates, and he says how they feel about President Trump is more likely to influence their vote in the general election in November than how they feel about Menendez. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.